Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. It's a Thanksgiving Eve edition, and we're glad that you're here to share it with us, everybody. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love for you to be a part of it at 844-322-2742. That number good, of course, in the U.S. and in Canada. So if you're dealing with some issue or if you have a Bible question, well, we would love to hear from you right now. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. And yesterday we encouraged our listeners to call and tell us what they're thankful for. And certainly we want you to do that again today. So if you have something that you want to share, we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. 844-322-2742 is the number. Go ahead and call right now. And in honor of Thanksgiving, I'm going to share my favorite passage in the New Testament in regards to this attitude of Thanksgiving. And it comes from the book of Hebrews all the way at the end, in chapter 13, starting in verse 15. So it says, through him, so he's talking about Jesus Christ, through Jesus then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. So that's what the ESV reads. The NASB actually says, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. So that's the sacrifice that we make as believers in Christ. There's no sacrifice for sin. Those were done away with. Why? Because the sacrifice of Jesus Christ was sufficient. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ took away our sins once and for all. So there's nothing that we need to do. And so as a result of that, we can offer up this praise of thanksgiving from our lips. And, you know, Peter talks about that. We've been called out of darkness and placed into his marvelous light so that we could give praise for that reality. And that's what the grace of God does in our lives. It causes us to praise the Lord with our lips. And a couple of verses right before this, in verse 9, it says, do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace. And I think that's something that we overlook as believers in Christ. We think about the grace of God as far as our salvation is concerned. We think about it maybe as a doctrine, one of the great doctrines of the faith. We think about it as just an acrostic, God's riches at Christ's expense, and we just kind of leave it there. But here it's saying that our hearts need to be strengthened by grace almost every day.
Yes.
I mean, that's an important aspect of this Christian life. And as our hearts are strengthened by the grace of God, guess what's going to happen as far as our lips are concerned? We're going to offer that sacrifice of praise. We're going to acknowledge the name of God. We're going to give thanks to him. That's what this Christian life is all about. So many people, Bob, call and ask about how we're to live by faith. And I think this attitude of thankfulness is a marker as far as your faith in Jesus Christ is concerned. That's a fruit of abiding in Christ.
Good stuff, Bob. Thank you. And friends, we're glad that you're here for this edition of Basic Gospel, the pre-Thanksgiving edition. And we'd like to hear from you at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. So if you have that question or something you're dealing with, let us discuss it with you right now. 844-322-2742. You know, we're saving thanks to our donors this month by sending them a copy of Bart Millard and Andrew Farley's book, The Hurt and the Healer. I think it's a very timely message for this particular point in our lives. We feel that The Hurt and the Healer offers practical insights to help get through the turmoil and live overcoming lives focused clearly on the love and provision of God and Jesus Christ. So friends, as you make your November gift to support Basic Gospel, we're going to send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer. So just click donate at basicgospel.net to support Basic Gospel. And of course, your copy of The Hurt and the Healer will be on the way. It's our way of saying thank you for your support of this ministry in the month of November. Again, please donate today if you can at basicgospel.net. And Bob, I think Thanksgiving is a wonderful time to make a donation just to express your thanks to God for what he has done for us because particularly here in the United States, because this is where Thanksgiving right now is being celebrated.
Absolutely. And, you know, we as believers have so much to be thankful for. And as I said, you know, when we understand the grace of God, we understand those gifts of grace that have been given to us, the fact that we've been given every spiritual blessing in Christ, the fact that we've been chosen and adopted into God's family, the fact that we've been redeemed, and that in Christ we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, that we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit, that we have the power to understand this inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus. We have the love of God in our hearts and the Spirit of God living there to give us understanding and the experience of the love of God. We have all of these things that are there for us. And when we really take a deep look at what the grace of God is, then we can give thanks in all circumstances. Yeah. We can give thanks regardless of what's going on in our lives. And I think one of the great ways for us to express that is in giving, so that others can experience that as well. Mm-hmm. This is a new way of living. There are so many self-improvement courses out there trying to do these 10 steps or these 5 steps or these meditations to try to create a better version of yourself. Well, Christianity isn't about that. Christianity takes those who are dead in sin, trespasses and sins, and raises them up to walk in the newness of life. Yeah. Christianity creates brand new creations, and that's what we are. And so when we recognize that, we want others to experience that as well. And there's only one way they can experience that, and that's through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right. So get on board and help others hear this good news. And so I think Thanksgiving and the Christmas season is a great opportunity for you to help others experience the joy of knowing Christ Jesus.
And once again, friends, you can do that when you visit basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go up to South Dakota and talk with Brian. Hey, Brian, welcome.
Hello, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Doing fantastic. So nice to hear from you. Thanks for hopping on.
Yeah.
Oh, you're very welcome. I enjoy the show. I find it very uplifting. Just a lot of the discussions but you know, I wanted to share, being with the Thanksgiving, something that I'm very thankful for. And I'm last Wednesday was 5 years ago that my dad went home to be with the Lord. And you know, looking back, especially at this time of Thanksgiving, it's like, what do I reflect on? What am I thankful for? And I'm really thankful that my dad made Jesus Christ the center of his life.
Yeah.
That by him doing that, everything else revolved around that. His relationship with my mom, my brothers and I, family, friends, his job, everything. Jesus was at the center of everything. And it was something that he taught my brothers and I, instilled in us, that, you know, make Jesus the center of your life, and taught us the importance of prayer. I mean, anytime I'd go to my dad for advice about anything, before we get into that, let's have a word of prayer. And I asked him one time, I said, I mean, it might sound like a stupid question, but why do you do that? And he said, well, if I don't have the answers, I'll go to the one who does.
Yeah. Man, your dad was a wise, wise man.
Yes,
and obviously he had a strong influence and a powerful impact in your life. And I'm sure that Jesus Christ is the center of your life as well, rest in the fact that he is your very life. So, Brian, thank you so much.
Yeah, really.
You know, my dad passed away about this same time of the year, a number of years ago, and I feel the same way about him that you do about your dad. So talk about a blessing to have in your life, and talk about a legacy that he left for you, the legacy of knowing Christ Jesus. And I don't know about you, Brian, but when I grew up and I saw my dad and just saw the kindness and goodness that came out of him, it was sometimes frustrating because I couldn't live up to his standard.
I understand that, because I felt the same way. And You know, I got to share another thing. One thing, my dad was a student of the Bible. I mean, throughout his life, he read the Bible cover to cover numerous times. And one of my favorite memories that I shared at his funeral was he'd fall asleep reading the Bible in his chair.
How about that? Oh, man. I bet that is just imprinted on your mind, and you see that probably almost every single day of your life.
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, Brian, thank you so much. What a wonderful testimony today. And
yes, indeed.
Thank God that your dad passed on the good news concerning Jesus Christ to you. And thank God that your dad is absent from his body now and present with the Lord. And one day you're going to see him again.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you, Brian. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling.
Yes,
we sure appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too.
All right. Thanks, Brian. God bless. Well, let's go to Indiana and talk with Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hey there.
I just wanted to call and thank you guys for your ministry. My wife and I have been very thankful for it. We go back now about 26 years.
It's a long time. Yeah.
When I lived, you were just kind of starting at people to people at the time.
He had hair on his head at that time.
Yeah, a little bit. Actually,
that's right. That's right.
I actually played basketball one day with him up at up on the Potomac there.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Anyway, just want to thank you guys, and you know, it's been, you know, Bob George being on the radio at that time that I had to pick up when my Christian life was falling apart. Mm. And, you know, just puts it back together. And, you know, I'm so thankful to the Lord for being 26 years and understanding grace.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mike, that's a wonderful story. And I'm glad you've been listening and growing in the grace of God all of these years. You know, as you were talking, when Jesus went into Nazareth, and he goes into the synagogue, and this is one of the first sermons. He takes the scroll from the book of Isaiah, and he turns to, I think, Isaiah 61, and he reads the first couple of passages from that, and then he sits down and said, "Today, this has been fulfilled in your hearing." And what he said was that he had been sent to bind up the brokenhearted and to set free the captive. And that's your story. That's your testimony. A life that was falling apart, that was mended together, brought back together in Christ, and then you've been walking in that freedom ever since.
Yes, sir, I have. Thank you so much. You know, we're thankful to be able to support you guys and to be able to support Andrew. And we're getting up in years, but I have a small group that meets here, anywhere from 6 to 12 people on Sunday.
Oh, that's
and,
great,
it's been,
yeah.
It's been wonderful to see people who have been, you know, involved in all the legalism of church and walked away to be set free again.
Yeah, well, Mike, you keep doing your good work of teaching others about the grace of God, and thank you for coming alongside Basic Gospel and helping us to reach out and connect people to the love of Christ through this ministry. We are so grateful for you and grateful for you hopping on with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much.
All right, God bless and happy Thanksgiving.
Indeed.
Let's go down to Tampa, Florida and talk with Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob. This is Bob, finally from the Bronx.
Yo. Oh, man, it's great to hear from you.
Yeah.
Likewise, God relocated me here, so I keep seeking him. I just wanted to share, I'm grateful for two things, two big things. One is I thank God for having 30-plus years of severe depression and now walking into victory.
Mm.
The victory is experiencing daily the greatest joy in my life, Christ in me. I've never felt anything more fulfilling and more satisfying. And if it wasn't for that severe depression and then the reality of knowing the depression is dead in God's eyes, I can now gratefully say Christ in me every day because of that is the greatest day of my life.
Wow.
Not because of my circumstances, but because of who lives in me. and it flows so naturally. What a fantastic experience. So I want to let everyone be encouraged. And the other thing I'm grateful for is the pruning and the purging and the cleansing he does in me. So that way I can only see Christ in me more and be so dependent on him, knowing without him we're nothing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Absolutely.
I wanted to share that. I love you guys. I miss you guys. And just so grateful to the Lord.
Wow. Well, Bob, thank you for sharing that. And I know you and I have had conversations, and we've seen each other through the years. And just hearing you today, you would never dream in a million years that you had suffered depression for so many years. Your joy in the Lord is infectious. And it is so clear for everyone as they're listening to you. And God, just thank you for what God is doing in and through you and how he is using you to help others that have gone through the same thing or going through the same thing that you went through in your life.
Amen. Amen. Praise his glorious name. And thank God for basic gospel and going back all the years.
Yeah, well, thank you.
The reality of Christ in us. What a difference. Thank you.
Absolutely. And folks, if you want to know more about what Bob is talking about, we certainly want to encourage you to get the resource this month, The Hurt and the Healer, by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. But the New Testament really goes through all the detail that it does about the death, the burial, and resurrection of Christ for this one point, to lead us to this one point. To come to understand that God did all of that so that he could come and take up residence in us, Christ in us, our hope of glory. So he cleansed us. He forgave all of our sins. He made us holy. He made us righteous. He made us alive together with Christ, raised to walk in the newness of life, so that he could send his Spirit to take up residence in us. And it's always been about the presence of God with man. That's what we see in the Christmas story. As the angel said to Joseph, and he will name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And truly, when we come to Christ, that becomes our reality. Christ comes to live inside of us. And as you grow in that understanding and grow in that awareness that Christ is with you every single day, you will start to sound like Bob. A lot of joy coming out of your mouth, flowing from the heart because of that truth that you're experiencing. So, Bob, thank you so much. Thanks for jumping on with us. We sure appreciate it, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Great to
happy
hear from
Thanksgiving.
You.
Happy Thanksgiving. Love everybody.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You,
too, Bob.
Bob.
God bless.
Well, Bob Christopher, it's just what a joy it is to hear from these longtime friends, to know that they're standing strong and they're continuing in the love and admonition of the Lord Jesus. And what a thrill that is. I know it is to you. It is to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just want to say, friends, that you don't have to be a longtime friend to take part and let us hear from you on this particular edition of Basic Gospel. We have an open line and we have time on the clock. We'd love to hear from you right now, 844-322-2742.
Well, you know, I think you made a good point there, Bob, that I just want to kind of talk about a little bit more, the fact that folks, you know, they've heard and they've stuck with it.
Yes.
And I know many people, when they come to Christ, you know, family members or friends or something like that will say, well, this is just a fad. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to pass. You're going to move on to something else. And that's just not true. When you truly come to Christ, when you truly respond to the good news of Jesus Christ, he comes to live inside of you. And it's a permanent reality.
Yeah.
You're a brand new creation in Jesus. And you're not going to go back.
Right.
You've crossed over from death to life, and the cross of Jesus Christ guarantees that you're going to stay eternally alive forever.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about that. You'll never cross back over into death or into darkness. You are alive in Jesus. He's alive in you. And you're going to grow in that.
Yes.
He's going to complete his work. He's going to continue to do his thing in and through you. And the joy that you had when you first received him will be the joy that you have 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later. Yeah. This is the truth that sets you free.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
This isn't a fad. This isn't a passing fancy or anything like that. This is the real deal.
Yeah.
Everything out there is imitation. And boy, we can move from one thing to another really, really fast as far as the world is concerned. But mm-hmm. when we find our life in Jesus and we take our stand there, we're taking our stand there forever.
Absolutely. Before we go to our phone call with Laban, I just want to say just a little something here about something that I'm very thankful for, and that is for the influence of my grandmother. Bob, literally, I was born and raised in the church because of her influence. And so I knew about Jesus. I knew the name Jesus from just, you know, as soon as you could understand.
Knee-high to a grasshopper.
Yeah, whatever that is. But you know the name. But I didn't come to know him, actually know him, until I was 33 years old. But I'm just so thankful for the influence of my grandmother. And through me, a legacy is being passed down to my family and to not only to my girls, but to my grandchildren, and pretty soon my great-grandchildren.
Yes, indeed.
And so I'm very thankful that I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for Greg. I'm thankful for Coleman and for Stephen and Michelle and for Vivian and all the people who are part of this ministry as we've gone forward. You know, we kind of stand on their shoulders.
Yes, indeed.
And it has been a wonderful, wonderful marvel. It's just been a marvelous time for me, a time of spiritual enrichment, and I just couldn't be more thankful for what God has allowed me to participate in for all these years.
Yes, indeed. It's been quite the journey. Well, let's go to Independence, Kansas, and talk to Laban. Hi, Laban.
Hey, Laban.
Good afternoon. I want to say thank you, Lord, for all the Bobs in my life.
thank you.
You have a few, don't you?
You guys and the legacy of Bob George and all of the teaching on grace. I had a question about Romans 4:15 and 5:13, where, if I can bring it up on my phone, says, for the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. And 5:13 says a similar thing. And, you know, we hear, and so it, in context, it's kind of more aimed at talking about before the law with Abraham.
Correct.
But I wondered if it has application to, you know, I mean, Paul says, the law is obsolete, it's canceled, it's abolished.
Yeah.
We're in a new covenant.
Yeah, we are in a new covenant, and we start to see things not through legal requirements or rules or regulations. We start seeing things through the love and grace of God. So when we're involved in choices that we make and actions that we carry out that bring about harm in other people's lives, we know that we're, not allowing this faith in Jesus Christ to be expressed in love toward others. So I think we begin to see things a little bit differently in the grace of God. It's not that we're not going to call those things sin. They're still sin, but we're going to see the reason that they're sin, that they're causing pain in other people's lives. So I think we get a new mindset as far as that is concerned. Well, Laban, thanks for your call. We're out of time on this.
Okay. Yeah,
this
I hear
edition.
The music.
Yeah, this edition of Basic Gospel. And Bob, before you take over, I want to just say one thing to our listeners and our donors. We are so grateful to you for two things. One, for allowing us to be a part of your life, for allowing us to journey with you in the grace of God. And then the second thing, for coming alongside of us and partnering with us to get this good news of Jesus Christ out to as many people as possible. So from our hearts to yours, we say thank you. Thank you very, very much for all that you do.
And have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. this ministry homes in on the New Covenant, Bob, of course, as you well know. But tomorrow and Friday, we will dive deep into the New Covenant. So, friends, we hope you join us for that. In the meantime, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and our love to you all. Bye-bye.